Please stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Talk announcing TSM for Fastback conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Don Dischinger for opening remarks and introductions. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Marjorie, and good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for joining our call today. This call is intended to pre-announce the Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback product, which has come to us via the FilesX acquisition, which was done several months ago. And so I'm happy to take you through this today. This is going to be recorded, and so you can revisit this at a future time for more information. This call is being really addressed out to our IBM internal sellers as well as our partner world business partners. And I wanted to remind everybody today that the information that's going to be given during this presentation is confidential until it is announced on July 29th. So please do not share this with customers freely until it is announced on July 29th. But we are sharing this with you now so that you're prepared and have information on packaging and pricing. If you would please go to slide 2. I'd like to just share with you a couple of milestones that we've had in the past couple of months since the actual acquisition of FilesX. We've had a number of people within IBM working very, very hard to get this product into Passport Advantage as quickly as possible so that you can begin selling it at business as usual along with the rest of the products you sell from IBM. It is generating a tremendous amount of excitement with both our customers and our sellers. So they see what this product represents and what it can offer them, and they are immediately interested in how they're going to apply this into their environments, their business environments. In addition, this, just like Tivoli Storage Manager was years ago, this is a fantastic opportunity for business partners and for IBM to do some really nice solution selling. It is a very nice product to bundle with both servers and storage, IBM storage, and also services to help configure. So there's more information on this in some of the other presentations that we've gone through in the past month or two, but we expect this to be a very nice bundled solution for customers. To date, we've had over $8 million in identified pipeline, and that number continues to grow as we get into Passport Advantage. So, again, some great interest in FilesX. So I would just encourage everyone to keep adding those opportunities into Siebel and keep selling and keep identifying opportunities. Thirdly, about 2 weeks ago, we launched a worldwide sales enablement roadshow, and we've already been through many cities in the United States, and we've also started in Europe. So this is the primary education event for both business partners and for IBM. So I encourage you to please, if you still have one available in your city or coming to your city, please make every effort to get there. The materials are excellent. We've gotten great feedback from both the salespeople and also the technical salespeople on the event, and there's some nice demonstrations and some lab exercises to teach you how to how to sell FilesX and TSM Fastback. Lastly, again, I just want to thank everybody for all the work that they have done to ensure that we've been competitive on both our pricing and our packaging. It was a significant challenge to look at all of the competitors that we have in this space and all of the different ways that this product could be used and make sure that we price this competitively in the market based on what you're going to see today. So I just wanted to let you know we did significant analysis on all of this and made sure that we priced it both in our own portfolio correctly but also against the competitors that are in the market. So thank you very much. And with that, I'm going to turn this call over to John Connor. John is our worldwide product manager for both Tivoli Storage Manager and the new Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback. So, John, please take it away.
All right. Thank you, Don, and hello, everyone. And again, just before I get started, I do want to remind you that this information that we're sharing with you today is confidential and should not be shared with your customers until we announce next Tuesday. So moving on to slide four, enhancing IBM storage management portfolio. Hopefully, as Don mentioned, by now you're all very familiar through some other communication that we've done and training with our acquisition of FilesX just a little over 3 months ago on April 11th. FilesX, as you know, brings great technology to our IBM data protection portfolio for disk-based, block-level, incremental forever backup technology, and really filled a gap we had in our portfolio, particularly in the remote branch and for Windows protection. So I'm very excited to have it as a Tivoli Storage Manager product now, and I feel with the FilesX technology, we've got a great story for end-to-end data protection from the remote branch office all the way through to the enterprise. And it's hard to believe. It's just been 90 days since the announce, but what I really want to share with you today is on slide five. As Don mentioned, we're introducing the FilesX technology now as an IBM-branded product. It'll be called Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback. And as you can see there, just really the key dates on slide five. We're announcing next Tuesday and some of the GA dates, both for the English versions and the national language versions. And I am declaring it a record until someone challenges me in IBM. I think this is a record from acquisition to IBM branded product and worldwide enablement in just over 90 days. So until told otherwise, this is the benchmark for getting a product acquired and out in our IBM brand and channels. Moving on to slide six, before we get into some of the packaging and how we've branded and so forth, just to level set you, and hopefully, again, this slide should be familiar from some of the other training and enablement you've been through. The current FilesX offerings you see there, branded around the Express name, Express Restore CDP, Express Restore DR, Exchange Restore, and Express Bare Metal Restore. Those are the current offerings. We are, as I said, changing those now to the name Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, and you can see the benefits around visibility, control, and automation there. I won't go into that in more detail. Again, there is a tremendous, I think we have some of the best and most detailed enablement and training material I've seen for this launch in quite a while. So moving on to slide seven, what we're doing and introducing next Tuesday is the Fastback offerings, and we've largely kept them the same with a couple of changes. As you can see there, what we've done, one of the main things we've done is combined the Express Restore CDP offering and the Express Restore DR offering into one offering called TSM, Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback. We've taken the Exchange Restore offering and our branding that is Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback for Microsoft Exchange. And then the Express Restore Express Bare Metal Restore, excuse me, is now going to be known as Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery. So a little bit long a name, but by IBM standards, maybe not too bad. We tried to keep it as short as we could. And then you see there at the bottom a new offering called Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback Center, and really what this is a bundle, as the graphic shows, of the three Fastback offerings. And we've really designed this. There's not integration above and beyond the individual products today, but it's really designed for some attractive pricing and ease of deployment type of environments for new installs, and I'll get into that in a minute. Slide eight, this is really just for your reference, and as we deliver the announced material next Tuesday through our normal channels, obviously all the program number details and part numbers and so forth, but I just wanted to share with you some of the higher level part numbers and program numbers here. And again, these are new license part numbers just for reference, but obviously we'll have some others for trade-ups and so forth. So what really are we announcing with Fastback? Moving on to slide nine. Well, it's really the same great technology and capabilities that you've already heard about with the acquisition of FilesX. That hasn't changed. What we're adding with this announcement, though, is the IBM brand throughout the product. It's now branded throughout as IBM and the Fastback offering, both the product and documentation and all our material. Along with that, we're providing language support, as you see there, what we call Group 1, and you can see the list of languages there, as well as worldwide availability. Perhaps most importantly, we're getting the third point there. We're introducing the product into our Passport Advantage ordering and channel mechanism, and it is going to be based on processor value units to be consistent with the TSM family, and Cody will get into that in just a moment. And then last but not least, we're introducing the new Fastback Center offering, as I mentioned, and this is really, as it says there, it's a bundle with some discounting targeted for, we think, and this is based on feedback from our sales and partners for really high-volume, low-touch type of engagements where customers are rolling out a new server and really just want to drop some data protection on that and run it and get it out the door. So that's really the sweet spot we're targeting for Center by integrating or at least packaging all three offerings together in one product. So that's briefly an overview of what we're introducing next Tuesday. What I'd like to do now is turn it over to our Tivoli Worldwide Brand Pricer, Koi Iswarachandran, and he's going to take you through in a little more detail our licensing and packaging methodology and give you some examples. So, Koi?
Thanks, John. So if you turn to chart 11, what we have, I have the summary of the actual pricing. And again, just to reiterate what John and Don said, this is the actual pricing that we'll be announcing on the 29th and obviously is IBM confidential until we actually announce the pricing. So as John mentioned, we have the three products, TSM Fastback, TSM Fastback for Microsoft Exchange, and TSM Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery, will all be priced on the processor value unit metric, which is in line with the rest of the TSM family. And then TSM Fastback Center will be priced on a per server metric. You can see the pricing there in the table. The thing to note about the Fastback Center, which bundles the three other products, is we have basically price that with a 40% discount into the price based on an 8 processor core server. And the restriction on Fastback Center is that it can only be licensed on servers with 8 processor cores or less. So if a customer has a server with more, then they have to use the individual products. As long as the server has 8 cores or less, they can use TSM Fastback Center. Moving to chart 12, this is a sort of the detail licensing thing. I'll kind of go through this in detail from top to bottom. So licensing for Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback is per processor core on protected servers. And we're defining a protected server as a server that backs up or sends data to another TSM Fastback server. And protected servers can also be a Fastback server that sends data to another Fastback server. So in the case you have application servers that are being protected by a TSM Fastback Center, those application servers are being protected. The actual TSM Fastback server is not defined as protected and won't need to be licensed. But in the instance where that TSM Fastback server is then replicated to another TSM Fastback server, say in a disaster recovery environment, that Fastback server is defined as protected and will need to be licensed. And I'm going to go through examples that kind of spell this out with pictures that make it a lot easier to understand. The third bullet point there is just reiterating the point about Tivoli Storage Fastback Center being restricted to servers that contain 8 processor cores or less. If any one of the servers in the environment has more than 8 processor cores, then that server cannot be licensed with TSM Fastback Center and has to be licensed with the individual products, Fastback for Microsoft Exchange, or Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery. Um, any Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback server that is backed up by TSM or TSM Extended Edition will require a separate entitlement for TSM or TSM Extended Edition. So if you have, if you've mixed your environment with TSM Fastback and TSM, the TSM licensing still is still required. It doesn't change any of the pre-existing TSM licensing. In the situation where you have Fastback and TSM, and where TSM is backing up a Fastback server, but then the TSM restores directly to the application server that was initially backed up by a TSM Fastback server, the application server does not require the TSM licensing. So we've put that in place so that if you have a Fastback environment and your application servers are being backed up to a Fastback server, and that Fastback server is then in turn backed up to a TSM server, but when the customer restores, instead of restoring to the Fastback server, they restore directly to the application server, we're not going to require those application servers also carry the TSM license in addition to the TSM Fastback license. TSM Fastback for Microsoft Exchange is supported only with the use, only for use with data that is backed up by TSM Fastback or TSM for Mail. And then TSM Fastback is a prerequisite for TSM Fastback for Bare Machine Recovery. So there's a lot of detail on there. You know, keep this deck as a reference to the licensing, and obviously if there are any questions, you can, I'm sure we'll have Q&A at the end of this, and I'll obviously be available to answer questions on notes or same time later. If we skip down to chart 14, which I'm going to go through five examples now, starting with the base, a very basic example, so everyone understands how it's licensed and build up complexity as we go along. So example one is where we have an environment where you have two TSM Fastback Center servers. Sorry, I'm mixing words here. You have two TSM Fastback servers, each of which back up three application servers. So you can see here that the application servers are defined as protected. The actual TSM Fastback servers are not protected. So the green dots indicate where TSM Fastback licensing is required. And you can see the two actual Fastback servers are not protected, and therefore no entitlements are required. So since the process occurs on the application servers, each of the application servers are four-way boxes, 12 cores need to be licensed for each TSM Fastback server. The actual servers don't need licensing. Moving to chart 15, which is example number two, it's the same exact environment. You have two TSM Fastback servers, each of them backing up three application servers. The only difference in this example is that one of the TSM Fastback centers in turn replicates to an offsite disaster recovery server, and so therefore the TSM Fastback server that sends data to the other TSM Fastback disaster recovery server is now defined as protected, and so will need to be licensed. And in this example, the TSM Fastback server is an eight-way box, and therefore requires eight processor cores to be entitled on those on that server. The application servers are still four-way boxes, and therefore a total of 12 for each. Moving to chart 16, example number three. So it's the same basic environment, except now we've added one of the application servers is a Microsoft Exchange server. So the TSM Fastback licensing remains the same, but in addition, the server that is the Microsoft Exchange server now will require TSM Fastback for Microsoft Exchange. And in this scenario, one of the TSM Fastback centers is still replicated to a disaster recovery site, so it remains a protected server and so needs to be licensed with TSM Fastback. And then only the two servers you see there with the red dots that our MS Exchange servers require TSM Fastback from MS Exchange. Moving to example number four, this is the same basic scenario, except now we're adding the fact that the six application servers will also require bare machine recovery. So in addition to every protected server that requires bare machine recovery will have to have an additional license for TSM Fastback bare machine recovery. The TSM Fastback server on the left is still not protected, so no licensing entitlements are required for that one. The TSM Fastback server on the right is still being replicated to the disaster recovery site, and so it remains protected and requires the TSM Fastback entitlement. Moving to chart 18, example number 5, this is an example where the customer would want to use TSM Fastback Center as opposed to the three individual PBU products. In this scenario, all the servers in the environment are 8 processor cores or less. In this particular example, the application servers are 4 processor cores and the TSM Fastback Center servers are 8 processor cores, but everything is 8 and under. So that means if the customer requires TSM Fastback for Microsoft Exchange and TSM Fastback for bare machine recovery, they can entitle their servers with TSM Fastback Center, which will give them obviously all three products in one. And in this scenario, there is the one server that is being replicated to the disaster recovery site, so that remains a protected server. But in this instance, since the customer is trying to, basically simplify their order and just order TSM Fastback Center for everything, they have ordered TSM Fastback Center for the TSM Fastback server that is being protected. So I know I went through that relatively fast. The details are on the charts, so if you can read through them and still have questions, I can take them after when we open up for Q&A or any time over notes. Don?
Hey, thank you, Cody, for taking us through the pricing. What I'd like everyone to do now is flip to slide number 20, and we'll go through the call to action slide. What I'd like all of our sellers to do, both in IBM and our business partners, I'd like you to make sure that you educate yourself on the PPA pricing and licensing that we just went through. There are two different models that we can order under. There's Fastback, which is a PVU model, as Coe mentioned, and Fastback Center, which is server-based. As John said, the server-based version is really meant for a high-volume channel and meant for bundling with hardware. And that's what I think or what we believe to be the way that business partners and IBM would prefer to order it, to make it simple for bundling with servers. I would expect that the Fastback PVU pricing is going to be what most of our customers choose, simply because they can choose exactly the components they want and pay only for those. So just be aware, though, that there are two different types of markets out there. And we did that at the request of our sales leaders and GOs who had been asking for that. Secondly, just keep in mind that both Extreme Leverage internally for IBM and Tivoli Knowledge Center for our partner community have a lot of information, not just sales and technical information, but even educational and information courses, demonstrations of the product, recorded AVIs, things that you can use to help qualify your opportunities and then make sure that you have everything you need to go in front of a customer and present. So we continue to update both sites with information as we develop it. We'd like to encourage everybody to please, in IBM, please enter these opportunities into Siebel. Please continue to identify and progress the pipeline. And we'd like you to include TSM Fastback into any TSM opportunities that you have going in, because Fastback is typically a very, very good fit for most customers, if not all customers. We would expect all customers to have Microsoft Windows, and as a result, they would likely see benefit from the things that Fastback can provide them. So even if it's only a few licenses, what we like to see is include those licenses or propose them into your TSM opportunities, and what we can do is grow those opportunities over time for Fastback. We'd like you to include the bare machine recovery version or piece of Fastback into all of your Fastback quotes, because we believe that since this is a very nice integrated solution, bare machine recovery has tremendous value for all Fastback servers that are being protected already with the Fastback product. So we'd like you to include that and let the customer make the decision on whether or not they need that function or not. But we do believe it provides good integrated value. And then finally, for those, again, IBMers who are entering these opportunities into Siebel, the product names have been in Siebel for some time, since April, under the old FilesX names, so Express Restore, Exchange Restore, and Express Restore, BMR. So those names will continue until September, when Siebel will be updated with the new Fastback names. So continue entering your opportunities into Siebel using the old FilesX, Express, and Exchange Restore names, and they will be automatically converted in September for you. So no need to worry about that. TSM Fastback, for those sellers who are familiar with the competitive replacement play we've had for TSM over the past few years, TSM Fastback will participate in that, so just be aware of that. Also, there are incentives in the second half of this year for IBM client reps, deal makers, and coverage SSRs to include at least $100,000 of Fastback into their large deals. So just to make everyone aware, there are separate incentives for these sellers, these client reps and coverage SSRs and deal makers, to incent them to include a lot of Fastback into their opportunities. So these are for very large opportunities, obviously. And then lastly, for those of you in the Americas, you may be aware of an incentive, an IISI incentive, which is an incentive to bundle hardware and software and this is for business partners. When you bundle hardware and software, you're eligible for a specific rebate for selling a solution. So this has already been launched in the Americas, and actually in North America, and Fastback will be included on the table of products that you can use for this bundle. And my understanding is that this will also be coming to other geographies worldwide in the coming weeks. So please look out for that. That's all I had for you today. I wanted to thank you for your time and attention. And again, this information is confidential until it is announced on Tuesday, July 29th. So I just wanted to reiterate that. So do not share this with your customers, but we wanted to make sure that you had this information for your use to prepare. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Marjorie for question and answer.
Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, that is star 1. We'll pause for just a moment. Our first question comes from Scott Drummond.
Hi, Don. Scott Drummond here. I've got a couple of questions. If you could flip to page 15, the example 2. The question is, on the TSM Fastback server that's backing up the three application servers, in the prior example, it was not protected because it was not replicated. So is there a situation where the TSM Fastback server in the middle can be sending data from the application servers over to the DR server, but yet itself not be backed up, therefore not needing a license?
Okay.
Okay, Scott, I think I understand the question. In order for, I think the TSM Fastback server must be licensed if it's going, I'm sorry, the TSM Fastback server must be licensed if it's being protected in any way. So if what you're doing is you're protecting the repository on that server.
As opposed to its data.
Correct. So, well, it is, it's one of the, correct. So you're protecting the repository, which is the data of the other servers on the left that it's protecting.
But the data that exists for the Fastback server itself is not being backed up.
It could be. It could be. So,
in my example, I'm asking if it's not being backed up, does it need a license?
Only if it is in turn sending data off to a DR server.
I think I'm not getting through. Is there a situation where the Fastback server, its own data, not the repository data, is not backed up? And then therefore, they would say that doesn't meet our definition of being a protected server.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Coey, you answer that question?
So I think you're saying the three application servers, you know, are backed up to the TSM Fastback server.
Correct.
Then that application data that is, you know,
being passed through,
yeah. So that is defined as protected because it is, you know, the data that's being protected on the server is then being sent to another, you know, Fastback server. So that is defined as protected and would need to be licensed.
Well, then we need
so I don't think we distinguish between the repository data and data that is, you know, you're saying that it has data in and of itself.
Right.
Yeah. So that's not distinguished.
It needs to be in an FAQ.
Okay.
Because the way I read this, you know, the definition of a protected server is that, you know, I'm getting value out of being backed up, and if this is just a pass through, then that's not providing me any value.
Yeah, I think when we said is, you know, a server that backs up to or sends data to, we're covering both scenarios, but you know, it's good to know. So we'll put together an FAQ and have that on there.
That would be great. The second question, actually, two different questions on page 20. Don, you mentioned that in Siebel we needed to use the file text names in Siebel. What happens if you're doing the center?
Right now, there is no separate code for Fastback Center, so I would just recommend that you use TSM Fastback and enter the opportunity there. There's no way for us to distinguish until we get these product codes changed in Siebel between the one versus the other. So, but just to be able to enter the information and the revenue opportunity, I'd recommend we use Fastback.
Okay. Last question.
It would be Express Restore, which is the core product.
There you go. One last question. I'm going to be with Fred in Europe next week. Can you email us when the rebate is going to be available in EMEA, in Northeast, Southwest?
Yes. We're waiting on information from Rodney Fannin, and he's going to let us know what the update is regarding the IISI product or program in Europe.
Okay, as soon as you get that, could you pass it on to us?
Certainly.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And at this time, we have one further question in the queue. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. We'll take our next question from Bill Bates.
Hi, Don. This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Is there any sort of a quick start services for this yet or planned?
There is no quick start service yet. We could introduce one, I think, in the coming weeks or coming months. What you will find on August 15th, at the time we EGA, there are going to be a number of courses that Lab Services has developed, and there will be a course for Fastback. But we have not yet developed a quick start. That is something we actually discussed this morning on our integration call. So it's likely that we're, based on demand, we're likely to introduce that sometime in the coming months.
Is the expectation that this is easy enough to understand, install, and configure that the customer could do it themselves, or would you anticipate that services would be needed?
I would suspect, first of all, this is easier than any product I think we've sold in storage before. So we believe that this is something our business partners certainly and our field technical salespeople can pick up really quick. As far as services for customers, I would suspect that you would want to consult with a customer on how to configure this, because it involves a discussion around block-level backup, around recovery point and recovery time. So there is sufficient things that are new to customers that they may wish to have services go through them through with them. So I wouldn't want to say that this is customer setup or customer installable. I would always recommend that we have or propose services for a customer just to get them set up correctly. But I mean, as far as the ease of use of the product, I think everybody that's installed this product will tell you it typically is up and running in 15 minutes or 30 minutes or less. So it's very, very easy to install. The idea is configuring it properly to meet your business objectives.
If I recall, is it going to be included in downloadable for evaluation purposes?
No, actually, they did have this on their website when we acquired FilesX. We do not have a plan to make this broadly available to people or to customers for downloading. We're going to make it available to our partners, certainly, and so they can access it through Partner World, and we're going to make it available internally, but we would rather not just give it to customers for trial without having some way to track and control that. So maybe in the future. I know Tibley Storage Manager in the past has gone back and forth from try-by versions to not having try-by versions. Right now, there is no plan to have a trial version made available. We want to assist our customers and have our business partners assist our customers with this. So that's the current plan, but we're certainly open to changing that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Daniel Banshee from TechTrade.
Hi there. I'm just looking at the licensing on page 11, and you've got this Fastback and also Fastback for Microsoft Exchange. Could you tell me, is the Fastback for Microsoft Exchange software the equivalent of the existing Express Exchange Restore add-on?
Okay, so basically it's the same product, yes. So Fastback for Exchange is the same as Express Restore add-on. And we're selling this, basically we're selling Fastback as the prerequisite, and then once you have that server protected with Fastback, you can then add Fastback for Exchange or Fastback for BMR to operate along with the Fastback license.
Okay, so Fastback for Exchange is equivalent of Exchange Restore, and so it's therefore it's just purely single mailbox recovery tool.
That's correct.
Okay, so if somebody buys just TSM Fastback, they're able to back up the Exchange server and back up the SQL server, and it's only if they want to go the extra mile and get extra granularity that they would need Fastback for Exchange to do single mailbox recovery. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. That's fine. Thanks. That's my question. So.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jim Rickard from Foresight.
Hi. Yes. Couple questions. Regarding the eval code for partners, do you know how soon that will be available via Partner World?
That code, well, there's two sets of codes, right? There's the original Express Restore code, which has been available to partners who have signed up temporarily as a FilesX partner. Once we reach EGA, which is expected on August 15th, that is when you'll actually have physical code to download, which is going to be the new IBM BlueWashed version. So that's going to be the Fastback product. Prior to that, what's available is an evaluation copy of the original FilesX software.
Okay. And would you consider the bare metal a replacement for the Windows world for the CBMR product currently offered through the OEM TSM version?
Okay, so BMR, or Bare Machine Recovery with Fastback, is not a replacement for Christie. Christie sends its data to a TSM server through the API. The Fastback BMR product sends its data only to a Fastback server repository. So that's one major difference. That really, if you have a customer running TSM, in order to use Fastback BMR, you would have to sell them Fastback as well to back up that platform. So we plan on continuing with Christie as our enterprise BMR solution that covers multiple platforms. And we expect Fastback BMR to be used primarily with Fastback protected servers.
Okay. And I guess my last question, is there any kind of competitive matrix, you know, regarding some of the other players that do things like NSI Double Take and whatnot, that we can, you know, when customers start asking the differences, is that going to be available on the Knowledge Center or anywhere within the marketing material?
So most of the competitive information is available internally in IBM on a competitive portal. All of our IBM sellers and partner channel managers have access to this information and can get it for you for specific opportunities.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're building that as we go, so we have some information, but we plan on adding to that as we go along.
Okay. Thank you. That would be useful when trying to displace some of the incumbents.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you, Jim.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Ian Hancock from IBM.
Hi, Don. It's Ian. I got a question, another question about Exchange. The way I've read this is that the prereq would be ordinary Fastback or TSM for mail. Is that right? You could have Exchange, Fastback Exchange, and just TSM for mail, or do you have to have the basic Fastback product as well as a prereq?
Okay, so the answer is we expect to sell this primarily with TSM. We expect to sell this with Fastback. So customers that are do not have protected servers and want protection of the server application and the mailbox would buy both Fastback and Exchange. But your question is, what if you just have TSM? Yes, you can purchase Fastback just for use with TSM, as long as it's protected either by TSM or by Fastback.
Right. So there could be a situation where we would got a TSM user, got the TSM for mail, and he just wants to buy Fastback Exchange.
Yes, that's currently possible.
Okay. And I've got a second question. Again, on Exchange, how would you license it if a customer had Exchange clusters?
So a cluster, right now we're working on our support. We support Exchange 2003. I believe 2007 we will support shortly. But the cluster support is similar to the way we deal with cluster support in the rest of our Tivoli Storage Manager products. So basically, and Coey, maybe I should let you chime in here on the answer to this, and then I can certainly provide some additional commentary.
So for clusters, you know, all the servers, all the cores in that cluster would need to be protected and licensed with TSM Fastback and then TSM Fastback for MS Exchange.
So all cores in the entire cluster?
Right, all active, yes. That's basically in line with how TSM is licensed.
So all active, and is there a distinction between active-active or active-passive?
There's a distinction between active and inactive. I'm not sure what active-passive is, but, you know, if it's turned on and available for use, that core needs to be licensed. If it's inactive, meaning turned off and is not available for use, then it does not need to be licensed.
Okay. So it's the machine we're protecting rather than the ultimate database where the cluster's data is. Okay.
Thank you. And at this time, we have no further questions. I'll turn the call back to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. Thanks very much, Marjorie. Just wanted to thank again everybody for joining. If there's any questions at all, please feel free to contact myself or your sales leader within your particular geo or your channel manager. There are lots of people here who have been working very hard on FilesX and FastBack for probably the last 2 to 3 months, and we're here to assist you if you have any questions with your opportunities. So with that, I'll conclude the call.
Thank you, and ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. We appreciate your participation, and have a wonderful day.